You're listening to 100.3 The Q, and it's, a busy weekend. I was talking about the big NFL games happening and whiskey this weekend in Victoria, just a couple of the things happening. And Ian Hui from the Victoria Whiskey Festival stops by to give us a preview of what's happened at the festival so far after a day or two and what's coming up this weekend. And Ian, you were on the phone to me during the Whiskey Festival live on-air auction, and we got $869 coming from our top bidder. So thank you, and thank Hotel Grand Pacific for making that package available for the Q's TLC Fund for Kids.
Well, that was pretty easy, don't you think, Ryan? I mean, this is a really good thing, I think, this little package that we put together. Puts some money going to the right spots, and that's what the festival, we want to do that. I mean, giving the money away at the end of this, besides what happens over the next 3 days and including last night, are the important components of what the festival is trending towards and how we think that we've been successful to give back to the community with. This year's donation will have given $250,000 back into the community out of the festival, which makes us smile and makes us happy.
No doubt, how successful it's been. And I was working the weekend when the tickets went on sale for the Victoria Whiskey Festival, and this was, I think, the first year where you called me up to say, hey, we're lining up. We're going to be starting to sell for 7 o'clock. How was the lineup this year?
Well, this is an interesting thing, and it kind of leads into what's been happening in trending whiskey worldwide, at least specifically in Victoria. So when I called you, I think it was about 6:45 in the morning that morning. And so we arrived down at the Strath, and we get there at 7 a.m. and hand out the order sheets. And there was 112 people in line at 7 a.m. in the morning, and the first person in line was a woman who had arrived at 12:30 a.m. the night before because she did not want to lose out and get specifically what she wanted. And that kind of leads into what's been happening with our festival. In year one, we didn't know what we really were, where we were going. And we had four women attend the festival. That was it. And as things progressed, we realized that the landscape was changing and that there was a realization that women were enjoying whiskey more and more and more, and they were getting more tired of these sugar-laden vodka drinks, not to say anything's wrong with vodka, and they wanted a new experience. And that was also in conjunction with what was happening in the whiskey world in general, is that more and more women were becoming the brand ambassadors, the distillers, product agents, and they were enjoying the spirit more and more. So now we're up to about 25% women. Last year we did that Women in Chocolate event with 90 women, and that was a huge success. I can tell you, I was standing outside the door when it was over. And so this year we have five of the premier women presenters in the world in Victoria, along with a whole plethora of other brand ambassadors that have come to talk about whiskey in our city, and we're utterly privileged that they've come.
Yeah, introduce us to your guests who are going to be at the festival.
Well, we have Alwyn Gwilt, Miss Whiskey, who's flown in from London, and we have Annabelle Murphy, who's come in from Scotland, and she's going to be presenting tonight. And so is Alwyn, are you on tonight or tomorrow? She's got tomorrow, but I'm going to turn it over to them because they've got a lot to tell you.
And also Annabelle. Annabelle, introduce yourself to our nine listeners.
Thank you. My name is Annabelle Meikle. Always a difficult one to pronounce there. And this time I'm representing the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society. So I flew in from Scotland last night, got to the hotel late just as Owen was finishing off her wonderful cheese and whiskey tasting, and had a good night's sleep and ready to go with a first class tonight.
Jeez.
So as Ian was talking about the popularity of whiskey growing over the years from year one to the in the festival to now, over, what'd you say, 28% attendees are women? Higher than 28%. What do you think has changed from that old stereotype of women drink wine, men drink whiskey? What's changed? Is it the marketing, or is it just tastes have changed, or was it just a bad stereotype to start with?
Well, I think you're right there. It was a bad stereotype, and I'm glad that lots of people have blown that one out of the water, along with lots of other myths about drinking whiskey and how you should do it and how you shouldn't do it. I think it's really helped having more women presenters in the industry, women ambassadors, because a female audience is far more likely to respond to a woman telling them that they might find vanilla or citrus or a floral note, and they feel more comfortable in that environment. And gradually women have learned more about whiskey, and the more that you learn about whiskey, the more confident you are to ask the questions, and therefore it's just sort of expanded from there. And I think festivals like Victoria are a brilliant example of creating a really lovely, kind, friendly, warm, relaxed environment where women don't feel intimidated. Neither do the boys, neither do the young ones. It's really open to everybody, and that's really helped the cause.
Alwyn, who reads MissWhiskey.com, your blog? What's the, if you had to put an age on your casual reader, do you know the demographics?
I think from the feedback I receive from people I speak to who say, oh, I come to your site and things, it tends to be people kind of, I would say, early 30s to kind of upwards, really. But certainly when I say early 30s, that itself in itself is a big shift from kind of the whiskey drinker of the past. You know, whiskey was seen as something you drink in your 50s and your 60s. And it's become this much more interesting, trendy, cool thing to consume. And I think I definitely see that reflected in the demographics and the readership on the website.
Well, the Q is proud to be part of the Victoria Whiskey Festival. And I want to ask both of you about some of your favorite single malts and master classes that happen this weekend. So we'll talk more of the Victoria Whiskey Festival with Ian Huey and guests on the Q. It's 2:35. I'm Ryan Arm talking about the Victoria Whiskey Festival, and make sure you get a ride home from the consumer tasting from a volunteer from Crime Stoppers and the Q's TLC Fun for Kids. It's always fun to do. We were just Ian and I were trying to figure out how many years been talking about the Victoria Whiskey Festival on the Q Afternoon Show. I think it's nine.
We both had more hair, I can assure you of that. We can't remember the number. We can't remember what year it was. But I think it's 9 years. And you drove eight of the 9 years?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to meet listeners. And I get the unedited feedback on the Victoria Whiskey Festival.
Sure you do.
And it's always positive.
Well, that's good to hear.
It's always been positive.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear, Ryan. And this year, once again, we've got 15 vehicles, and they're going to drive them all out to Land's End Road, out to Souk, and the more that get in the cars, the better, and they're happier to get a ride home. We've had a couples along the way that have wanted us to drive them to other bars. That doesn't happen. You go home. So I that's just one of the components that we've done from year one, and we realize how successful it's been as a result of it. We know that other festivals, not only in Canada but in the U.S., are following this lead, and because of the realization that it's not socially acceptable to get all liquored up and drive. And we're kind of proud of the fact that we're maybe a bit of a leaders in this, and the realization is that people come out now and they're ecstatic that they get a ride home, so there's no question about what's going to happen next. So that's just one little thing, so that does make us happy, besides making money and giving away and providing maybe 160 different whiskeys for them to taste in the weekend. So that's pretty exciting as well.
So the master classes and the consumer tasting, we can look forward to these. Alwyn, what was the very first whiskey or scotch that you had that changed your world and your taste for scotch and whiskey?
Well, this is always one of those wonderfully contentious questions, because I ask people all the time, what was the whiskey that made you fall in love with whiskey? And unfortunately, the night that I tried whiskeys, that I really fell in love with them, I was at this wonderful little whiskey shop in London, and I tried a selection, and I didn't make any notes. And as a journalist for about 6-7 years at that point, when I tried those whiskeys, I always kick myself for not noting down. But what I do remember was having my opinions absolutely flipped on their head, and just falling completely in love with whiskey. So it's been a wonderful journey ever since then.
What would you like to try this weekend? What are you looking forward to sampling?
I'm looking forward to trying a lot more Canadian whiskies. I've been in the UK for just over 7 years now, but I am Canadian by background, and people always ask me, oh, tell me about Canadian whiskey. What do you know about it? And we can't get a lot of them in the UK, and I feel I really miss out. And so I really want to kind of be a bit more of a, you know, a patriot and take a couple bottles back with me. So I'll be on the hunt to try some of the interesting Canadian whiskies and choose a couple to take back overseas with me.
And Annabelle, what was the first whiskey that you had that made you fall in love with
Well, the first whiskey that I ever tried was my father's, and I used to dip my finger into his dram, but I used to wrinkle my nose up at that. So it took me a little longer to actually fall in love with it. But I do remember I was with friends, and she was really keen to introduce me to really good whiskey, not necessarily malt whiskey. And I tried a Lagavulin 16-year-old, and that was my epiphany moment. And after that, I went on a kind of quest to understand more about how this whiskey was made and how it had the flavors and the aromas that you found, and that was it for me.
What would you like to try this weekend?
I'm going to try to not try too much because I'm doing 3 classes over the weekend and then 2 more in Edmonton and finishing up with a burn supper in Calgary. So I'm going to give myself a fighting chance of getting through the next 6 days. But I'm sure I will have a wee dram somewhere along the line.
Wow, lots going on this weekend for the Victoria Whiskey Festival. Alwyn with MissWhiskey.com and Annabelle from WhiskeyBell.com. Ian, I guess we'll see you at the Hotel Grand Pacific this weekend with the Q's TLC Fun for Kids.
That's great. That and I think there's an important thing here, and I've said this before, and I always like to reiterate it. The Q has been a faithful sponsor for us since year one. Well, to be quite candid, we didn't know where we were going, and you guys have stood by us, so we're greatly appreciative of that, Ryan, and we'll see you Saturday night looking spiffy.
10 years is a lot of moving pieces to keep track of, and you guys have done it. All right. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for being on the queue today.